From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Oklahoma and North Texas seem to be stuck in a severe weather pattern that forecasters warn could cause potentially historic flooding. The Oklahoma City metro area has now received more than 18 inches of rain over the past 30 days. Authorities there say more than 70 people had to be rescued from flash flooding overnight. Oklahoma Public Media's Logan Layden is in Norman.
Historic flooding is forcing evacuations in western Oklahoma and dozens of high water rescues in the Oklahoma City area as the drought in this part of the country quickly becomes a memory. Several tornadoes touched down Saturday evening, damaging homes in rural areas southwest of the city. Saturday's rainfall makes this the wettest month in the state's history, and more rain is in the forecast through the coming week. For NPR News, I'm Logan Layden in Norman, Oklahoma.
The evacuation orders have been issued in Elk City, Oklahoma, and Wichita Falls, Texas. There are calls in Cleveland today for protests to remain peaceful following a judge's decision to acquit a white police officer charged in the shooting deaths of two unarmed black suspects in 2012. One of those killed was Timothy Russell, whose sister Michelle says protesters should work to heal the rift between police and the black community.
We have to organize and try to figure out a way to stop this from happening ever again.
Officer Michael Brillo was among a group of officers who fired a barrage of bullets after a high-speed chase. A judge found him not guilty of voluntary manslaughter and aggravated assault. He remains, though, on unpaid suspension while officials consider administrative charges. The State Department says it is deeply troubled by a new Russian law that allows Russian authorities to shut down what it says are any undesirable foreign or international organizations the prosecutors consider to be a threat. The BBC's Danny Eberhardt reports that Russian President Putin signed the law into effect this weekend.
A State Department spokesperson, Mary Harf, said the U.S. was concerned the law would further restrict the work of civil society in Russia. She described it as a further example of a growing crackdown on independent voices and accused Russia of trying to isolate its people from the world. Any foreign or international organization deemed to threaten Russia's constitutional order or national security can now be prosecuted and have its assets frozen. The Russian government has accused the United States and other Western powers of using NGOs to try to engineer political change in Russia and former Soviet states such as Ukraine and Georgia.
That's the BBC's Danner Eberhardt reporting there. The migrant crisis in South Asia has taken a grim turn. Malaysian authorities say more than a dozen camps abandoned by suspected human traffickers contain mass graves. They're believed to contain the remains of migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar, also known as Burma. A similar discovery was made in Thailand earlier this month. You're listening to NPR News. The second Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year, the French Open, is underway on the fabled red clay courts at Roland Garros in Paris. In fact, Roger Federer is playing his first match right now. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman on what to watch for as the tournament progresses.
The 2 weeks of clay court competition always provide stunning moments. This year, the shock happened before the tournament's first serve. Nine-time champion Rafael Nadal, with his unbelievable 66-1 French Open record, was given a lowly sixth seed due to a miserable clay court season so far. That sets up a potential quarterfinal match against number one seed Novak Djokovic, a pairing usually worthy of a Grand Slam final. Number two Roger Federer is on the other side of the draw and has a relatively easier route. For the women, top seed Serena Williams will try to win her 20th Grand Slam singles title. Sister Venus Williams has an intriguing first round match against American up-and-coming player Sloane Stephens. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
IndyCar driver are getting set to contest what's known as the greatest spectacle in racing, the Indianapolis 500, including defending champion Ryan Hunter Ray. Hunter Ray won last year's race in the final lap, but he says there's a difference heading into the start this year.
Certainly, I have the feeling of what a car around here should feel like. Left last year, I had a phenomenal race car. Balanced, did whatever I wanted it to. I could put it wherever I needed. This year, it's been tougher. It's for us, we've struggled to find that sweet spot.
Some drivers say they are a bit uneasy because of what happened during practice for today's 500. There were four crashes, with IndyCars going airborne and flipping upside down. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.